So Roger raced down to the monkey. He was funny and got along with everyone. He was really cool. I got to know Lucky the monkey and he taught me lots of things about getting on with everyone, Roger said. Lucky the monkey told me that no one is born completely bad and that bad things happen to us, or we see things differently and have our own opinions to things, which is a good thing as long as we can discuss things in a nice way and listen to other animals' opinions. Sometimes we learn a lot, just like what Roger learned so far by understanding what Guru and Lucky had told him. As little animals, we think that that's the way life is. Some people are bad and some people are good. And even though there are bullies around, there are also a lot more good people as well. Now think about a way that makes you feel stronger and braver, and you will quickly begin to feel yourself getting happier and stronger and braver. And when you see a bear, you can treat him like a friend and smile instead of being afraid. You can use humor to turn scary things into funny things. This can even make the worst bullies laugh. And if you are aware of what bullies are really like, you can walk away before anything can happen to you. Because as Lucky the monkey said, you can easily see if someone wants to hurt you, and you will know if they're going to be nasty. If you think they are, you can just keep your distance, stand tall, and walk away before anything happens. That way, you are in control. Every day you learn more, and you naturally grow smarter, stronger, and happier. You become more aware and more understanding, and you also make new friends, and you become more popular. And as you learn new things, all of your fears just seem to disappear. When Roger went home every night, he always told his mum and dad what was going on, because he knew they should always know where he was and what was happening in his life. Roger's mother and father were a little upset, and they said that if Phoenix kept on bullying him, they would also talk to Guru and even to Phoenix's parents if it came to that. They said they would ensure that Phoenix would stop his bullying ways, because it's always better to be safe than sorry. The next day, one of the animals, Squeaky the squirrel, who because of his small size also gets picked on, was minding his own business and he was playing. Then he heard Phoenix the bully bear approaching, and he was so afraid you could see it. But Squeaky was sick of living in fear and running away, and yet he was too weak and too small to fight a bear. But he was much smarter and more clever than Phoenix, and with his back to the bear, he was chewing on some pine nuts.